We are on Chaf Amid Beis. No, Vav Amid Beis. Apologize. First wide line. Amar Mar. Hamartzeya. Lohavi Martzeya Hagadol. Hamartzeya means the big all. My Mashma. How do you see from Hamartzeya the big one? Like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Bava said in the Gemara in Chulin, this is just using a comparison. This has nothing to do with the Gemara in Chulin. But it says over there that Rabbi Yehuda says that Gidan Rasha is only in one of the legs, not in the other of the animal. The question is, does he mean the right one or the left one? And Rabbi says the word Hayerach means the stronger one. The hay makes it stronger. And I know how you manage Shabayerach. The right side. The special awl. To tell me that you can even use the big awl. Not that you have to use the big awl, because we have a cloud brought to cloud, but that you can use the big awl. Why would you not use the big awl? Now, since I don't know what a big awl is, it's all the same to me. It's all the same to me. But the Masifta Gemara says that a big awl cuts rather than pierces. And the chiddush is that you can use that also. Again, I'm just quoting. I don't know what I'm talking about. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Hayerach, Miyumet Shemayerach, Beperi Gidanosha, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Ein Noeg Ela Ba'achas. The Gidanosha is only by one of the legs of an animal. But Das Machras, and the Das Seichel tells us that show you men. Yolofa Machid Hayerach. And Rava says that the reason we lean to the right is because of the hay. The darish hayerach hachshuva shemayerachus, the more important one. And again, we assume that most animals are right-handed, right people, not right animals, not left animals. Period. Zakti gemay vayter. Amar Rav Elazar yudim beruvi. Remember, we had a machlokes whether where you put the boring, in the lobe or the cartilage. So yudim beruvi. Yudin the Gadol Hador, one of the Gdaili Hador, Hayidayrish Kishen Reitzin Ein Reitzin B'Milsa. Right? He said that when they do the Ritziah, they do it in the lobe. The Chachamim Maimrim Ein Eved Ivi Kayanirtzim Neshin Asim Amum. They prove him wrong from the fact that that we don't do an Eved Ivri. We don't bore an Eved Ivri because it makes him a Bamum. If it would be B'Milsa, it would not be a Bamum. He's quoting the Gemara we had before. Zakti Gemara v'yaseh b'amum. Who cares? It's a mitzvah. Now, even though it's an isser to make a kayin of amum, but it's a mitzvah to do ritziah. Under the circumstances, this is a mitzvah. So why don't we say that the avid kayin wants to stay on, let the mitzvah allow us to make him a b'amum? That's how Rashi explains the havamina of the Gemara. I didn't make this up. Zakti Rashi v'yaseh b'amum, u'mabekach v'aloi ritziah mitzvah. Rashi's coming to answer, what do you mean, mabakach? Of course, it's usher. So Rashi's trying to say, but we have a mitzvah. And since this is a mitzvah in the Torah, not an obligatory mitzvah, but the Torah allows it, so why are we standing in the way? And for the Gemara, Amar Rabbah Bash Rav Shila, Amar Krab, the Shava Mishpachtoi, the Mugzik Shem Mishpachtoi. He has to be able to go back Yovel to his family, to the exact way he was in his family, which means he cannot become a Balmum, because then he's not going back to the way he was. He was going back to be a Kayan Balmum. It's not the same as a Kayan not Balmum. So since the Torah insists, Meshava Mishpachta, the Mugzik Shem Mishpachta, that no permanent change happened during his time of Eved Ivri that would disqualify him from anything of Kahuna, so that tells me you can't make him a Balmum. Is there Rashi? No Rashi.
Why don't we say he's making himself a Balmum?
He's not. Somebody's made. It doesn't make a difference. He's not allowed to make himself a Bamum either. It's an obligation of the Torah that he should not have a. First of all, he's not doing it himself. Somebody's doing it to him.
He's doing it.
Again, but the bottom line is, the Pasuk says, Veshava Mishmachta. Okay, now I want to give
what exactly. So he pierces here against the door, and then you take the all out, obviously, and then he just has a hole in his ear.
Uh huh. He can wear an earring.
He's a hole in the ear.
But he doesn't.
It doesn't say what he does with the hole in the ear. I don't know, honestly. Maybe a doctor can help me here. I don't know if this hole closes up if you leave it alone.
How big it is.
I don't know. Not too big. It's a hole made by a...
Big hole. Big, how much they are.
Yeah, but it could be a small needle. Then it could be a mechet. It could be a thorn. Again. Doesn't say cut his ear off. You know what I mean?
You do a hole as much now. A hole pierced anywhere will close off after a while if you don't have something in.
Doesn't say, again, you know, I'm going to say something I hate to say. I'll say it the way I don't hate to say it. I never saw anything that says put something to keep the hole open. That's all I can say. I don't know what happened.
Would he still be a bum woman if it closes up?
I don't know. I don't know. So the Gemara is mashma here, it's a bum woman. The Gemara doesn't say it's a mum ever that it passes by. So my assumption is yes. But my assumption is that the hole didn't close completely. But I don't know. Okay, I want to give an introduction to the next... No, not yet. We'll do that later.
On the other hand, if it's
hutra,
it would be fine.
I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to say. Again, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that we cannot make the kohen a bum woman while he's in heaven. End of story. What's your question? There's no other money ever.
Why isn't it the
Nesek?
Because the
Torah said the Shavu Mishbakta. I don't have to have a question. If the Torah says the Shavu Mishbakta, the Torah says it's not. Plus the fact, the real Asadek Elois Asa would be very questionable here. Because there's no obligation to become a Nirtza. If he wants to stay, the Torah gave him a way to stay with a mitzvah. How you can stay as an Eved Ivri. We don't encourage people to become a Nirtza. In fact, we're not so happy about it. But the Gemara had a kasha. It is a mitzvah, so let's allow it. So the Gemara didn't get involved in Asadek Elois Asa. The Gemara just answers, not Negeya. Pasuk says no. End of story. End of story.
It could be a Mosasa and an Asin, right? Because he's losing his ability to do all his work.
Yeah, the Isser is a light sense, so we don't, what happens afterwards is not called anything. Not to give my advice. Ibailu. Eved Ivri Kayin, Maushim Shalei Rabbi Shivcha Kananis. An Eved Ivri Kayin, can his master give him a Shivcha Kananis? Let me explain. Every yid is ushered to live with a shivcha. It makes no difference if you're a kayin, a levi, or a yisrael. You cannot live with a shivcha. Came along the Torah and said that an eved ivri, machlokes we had a number of daf ago, whether it's every eved ivri, only if Beth sold him, but some eved ivris, but it makes no difference how many, can live with a shivcha. The Torah allowed it. Now, kayin is a more holy person. He has many more mitzvahs. The Torah insists that his marital relationships be on a higher standard. He can't marry a grusha. He can't marry a chalutza. He can't marry a chalala. Does the heter of Shivcha Kananis apply to him or not? A kayin stole, and he got sold as an eved ivri, and his master wants to give him a Shivcha Kananis, but he's a kayin. Now, every yid has the isser, and the Torah waived it. Question is, did the Torah waive it for Kahanim as well? Or since Kahanim are held to, are supposed to live on a higher standard, the Torah didn't waive it for them? That's the question. Ibailo. Eved Ivri Kayin Maushim Sulei Rabbi Shivcha Kananis. Chiddishu. It's a Chiddish that it's mutter. Loishno Kahanim, Loishno Yisrael. So, Adom Ashayni Kahanim, Hayover Ribim HaMakosta Mitzvah Yisrael. The Torah added extra mitzvahs. And since the Torah added extra mitzvahs, maybe it's not waived. That's the Gemara Shaila. Zok the Gemara, Rav Amar Mutter, Shmuel Amar Aser. Semachlek is Amaron. Rav says it's Mutter, and Shmuel says it's Aser. Amar le Rav Nachman le Ravonim. So Rav Nachman tells Ravonim, Ki avisu be mar Shmuel, when you were by Shmuel, be iskumdri italosu. You must have been playing with little wood chips. You weren't paying attention. You didn't put your head to what Shmuel said. You must have been playing around. Now, I think it's wood chips. I don't know what Archko says the scrimmagery is. The others say it's wood chips. What does he call it? What?
Scrimmagery. Who? Scrimmagery.
Right,
right.
What is that?
It's a game.
What?
It's a game.
It's a game?
Involving wooden tokens.
Wooden tokens, that's what I thought. Okay, other places, marshmallows, wooden chips. Anyway, you must have been playing around. Why? My timer, like Tamer, like Mahar, why didn't you ask Shmuel the following question? Chamim by him, ain't ever kai nirtza, neshanas a bumble. The Chachamim did not allow to be bored because he can't become a bumble. Now, the halacha is the only Eved that can be bored is somebody who has a Shefchi Knanis. He says, if he can't give him a Shefchi Knanis, of course he can never be bored. So why do we have to say that he can't be bored because he becomes a Malmum? Say he can't be bored because he never gets to that point because he doesn't have a Shefchi Knanis. Where were you? Why didn't you ask Shmuel this question?
He says that maybe he wants to stay for other reasons.
He can't. The Torah gives you a way he can stay. Only if he says, if not, he can't stay. If he has no Shifra,
he came in with.
Again, you can rewrite the Torah, I don't mind. But the Gemara says clearly elsewhere that Ahavtias Ishti means my Shifra Kanan's wife. Why does he have to stay with his other wife? He doesn't have to stay with the other. Again, the Torah says, I can't argue on punch of chat in the pasuk. There's going to be a Gemara, I don't think we had it yet, that'll say b'feirish, that if he doesn't have a wife, he cannot, we're going to have it in fact, he cannot stay as a boy. He has to have a Shifchi Knanis. He has to. And if he doesn't have a Shifchi Knanis, he cannot stay on. What? If not, what are we talking? So Rav Nachman is telling Rav Anan, you were sitting there by Shmuel, you must have been playing around. Because Shmuel said that you can't give him a Shifchi Knanis. Why didn't you ask Shmuel? So why did Chacham have to say because he can't become a Baal Mum? Let them say. He'll never become Ritz Nirtza anyway.
As an aside, can the Baal take away the Shifchi Knanis?
No. Yeah. It doesn't belong to the Evan.
So you know the word to use the word
Easter. Again, this is the way the Torah describes it. I can't rewrite the Torah. I don't have that right. So you guys were playing again. Some guys, you must have been playing. My time is like time when the love come may never come near to me. Shanaas about mum. The im time may rabbi must the shem chikinanis. Typically, the meina have this had this Easter with one of the leka. Dr. Gemara Sulai Midi, we have nothing to add to the conversation. No answer for Shmuel. Because the Chayrit, it's a kasha. It's a strong question. There's no answer for Shmuel.
Meaning Shmuel is disproven.
You want to call it that way? Yes. I mean, the Gemara just leaves it. Just says Sulai Midi, there's nothing to add. Yes.
I mean, if you would like, I could say there's Machlokas in whether or not the statement, the language given, is apodictic. In other words, whether or not it is absolute, you have to follow the script, or it's a for instance.
No, you can't, because the Gemara is going to say clearly later on that it has to be that way. There's no room for wiggle. There's no wiggle room here.
No, I was going to finish what you're saying, but that would be a job for the Gemara to say that, not for me to say
exactly.
That. I mean, I could see a ton of
but again, Suloi Midi, that's what the Gemara says. Rashi. Sank to Rashi, Chidishu, Chihitu, Shifchi, Knanis, Lisro. Be'eskundri, Talilsu, Lohitisem, Leiv, Ledaktik, V'shmurazchem. You didn't put your heart to be careful in the halachas you were being taught. You were playing with wood chips. It's like your mind wasn't on it. In time, Rabbi Meisler Shifchi Knanis, normally time of Mishnah said Bamum. Why did they have to say because he became a Bamum? B'lav Elchinami L'shayach Ritzia. Anyway, you can't bore an Eved every Kayan. The Beinu Nahavtias Ishti. The fact that the Chachamim say that the reason you can't bore him is because you can't make him a Bamum. Mashma, he meets all other standards necessary. He checks off all the boxes, which one of them is a Haftias Ishti. Suloi Midi, Ain Lo Hashem Azayit, there's no answer. Yes.
So Kayan Eved Ivri can't stay on.
Correct. That's what. No, I take that back. Yes. He can't stay on because you can't make him a Balbo. That's what the Chacham say. And according to Yudin Brivi, who they do it in the lobe, he could stay on. But we prove Rav right and Shmuel wrong. It's not the fact he can have a Shifcha Knanis. That's why I even going back and forth. That's what the Chachamim responded to Yudin Brivi. But Yudin Brivi had said that we bore him in the lobe. The Chacham said, then why can't an Eved be born? So we don't know what Yudin Brivi's response to that is. He's a Tana. We just don't throw him out to the thing. It does. Gemara doesn't tell you his response. Just like the Gemara doesn't tell you Shmuel's response here. The Gemara says we don't have an answer. But, again, we're not dealing with Yitzchak Margaretna here. We're dealing with Shmuel. And we're dealing with a Tana called Yudin Berivi, one of the Gzaili Ador. We assume that these people don't overlook things like this. Now, Rav Nachman said, why didn't you ask Shmuel? Look, the Gemara, we have no answer.
All the Rishonim and Achronim, and no one can find an answer to this, and yet we just, like...
Again, I've said many times, I have no idea if they find an answer or not. I don't know an answer. Does our school say an answer?
No, but probably... You know,
maybe, maybe not. I don't know. All I know is the Gemara doesn't feel there's an answer. But, you know, we don't... So Shmuel Shver, we don't paskin like Shmuel. I agree. And we don't paskin like Yudin Berivi. But I will not say that, therefore, they're wrong... in the sense that they didn't have an answer. I don't know. Hard to believe that Shmuel couldn't think of this question himself. You know, we were taught, and like if anybody went to Tel's Yeshiva will say, Rav Gifta said this many times, I didn't go to Tel's Yeshiva, but I was also taught this, that when you have an answer to Kivagir's Kasha, it's not shot that you have an answer to Kivagir's Kasha. It's why you have to figure out why Rav Kivagir didn't like your answer. He also thought of your answer. And if he didn't say it, that means it's wrong. You just have to figure out why you're wrong. Now, if we say that about Rabbi Kivager, Shmuel, who's a trillion times bigger than Rabbi Kivager, for sure we have to say that he would have thought of the question we had. Now, I don't know what the answer is, but I don't know. The Gemara does not say Chufta. The Gemara just says Sulamidi, we have nothing to say. I don't know. I'm not saying I know the answer. I'm not saying, I'm just not too quick to say that he's deleted. That's all. In Halacha, he's deleted. In Halacha, we paskin like Rav. In Halacha, we don't paskin like Yudin Berivi. But they are Mandi Amrim to be reckoned with. And if we thought of it, they probably thought of it also. Not probably. They definitely thought of it. Zantik Ma'avaitan. Ibayilu. Okay. Now, I want to give an introduction. Because this is something that people that learn Chumash, and I'm not trying in any way, Chas V'Shalom, to belittle it. Chashev. But they walk away with impressions that are sometimes wrong. So I'm going to say now something that might revolutionize the way people have lived their lives till now in this learning this parsha. But we learn Gemara Rashi. So I'm going to learn Rashi's pshat. Now, I will be honest that in Rashi, there are three different pshat that the Rishonim themselves argue what Rashi holds. I'm going to tell you the Ritva's pshat in Rashi. So what I'm saying now is the way the Ritva understands Rashi Shita. There are Rishonim that argue, and therefore everything you learned in school, or since then, and in Art Scroll Chumash, and in every other thing, is not wrong, Chas V'Shalom, but it's not Rashi's pshat in the Halacha. There's a halacha that says that people that go to war, the Muhammad Rishos, are allowed to take a fast tayar. Parsha Kisaitse, Risa Bashim Ye'eshish Yafas Tayar, the Cheshaktaba, the Lakakta Lachola Isha. Rashi Shita is that one cannot live with her till they go through a Gerus process. The Chiddush of the fast tayar is you can force Gerus upon her. This is Rashi Shita. You can capture that Yafas Tayar, and you can do the process, that 30-day process, and then you take her as a wife, and she's Jewish, this is the way the Ritva understands it, whether she likes it or not, she becomes Jewish. The Torah allowed for a forced conversion. We don't force conversion. Even when you buy an Eved Kanani, we don't force conversion. He has to be willing to accept the malachas of Eved Kanani. If not, he's an Eved that's not an Eved Kanani. He has to be sold off or whatever we had in Yavamas. But that's not our talk now. I talk now is, this is Rashi, she did the way to resolve the stanza. But you cannot live with her till that process is done. Unlike other Rishaynim, and like a lot of people learned, the first time you can have a be a Rishayna right away, without any process, Rashi Shita, according to Ritvoy, is nothing at all. He cannot do anything till that forced Geirus process is done. Putting that as the background to this Sugya. That's how we will learn the Sugya, because that's the way the Ritvoy explained to Rashi. Now, Taisus will learn has a whole different shot in the Sugya. Other Rishayim learn differently. But this is the way we're going to approach it, because we learn Gemara Rashi, and there's different Pshatim in Rashi, as we will see when we learn that there's... And the Ritva explains it this way. So the Heter Yifas Tayar is, according to Rashi, that a person goes to war, and all of a sudden he sees a lady that's attractive to him, and he wants to have a relationship with her, and she has zero interest in becoming Jewish. So what he does is, he can capture her, do a 30-day process, which the Torah describes, which we're not going to get into, and at the end of 30 days, she's forcefully converted. I guess he puts her into the mikvah because she has to... But she doesn't have to agree to be mekabel el mitzvahs. She becomes Jewish by force. That's the way it is. Never else, not other cases that I know, that you can force a person to become a gay. We did have a case in Kedusha, maybe, but Pash does not, and that's the way it happens. You can't force conversion. This is a forced conversion, according to Rashi. Now, based on that, we will start the sugya. Again, I just put that out, because that's going to be the gay as we go along.
First time that he's with her, after 30 days?
According to Rashi, Shita, according to Ritva. That's the point that I thought everybody would jump on me and say, oh, well, can't he live with her once? To my colleagues, we shine him. Rashi learns not. Something in my writer. Now, a kayan cannot marry a giyaris. That's halacha. Kayan cannot marry a giyaris. A kayan who goes to war marry if I say her. He can't marry a giyaris. And at best, the if I say her is a giyaris. It might not even be a great giyaris, but she's a giyaris, the way we're learning Rashi. Can a kayan go to war? He can go to war. Can he marry a fastayer? That's going to be the Gemara Shaila. We just got involved in a kayan with a shivcha, so now we want to know, how about a kayan and a fastayer? Zuck to Gemara. Ibayilu. Kayan ma'al be a fastayer. Chiddishu. It's a chiddish that you can force conversion. Vaishno kayan vaishno yisro. Idoma shiny kahanim hoy ribbam mitzvah yisaris. Zakti Gemara, Rav Amar Mutter, Shmuel Amar Aser. Rav says a kohen can marry a fastayer, and Shmuel says a kohen cannot marry a fastayer. Zakti the Gemara, Bebir Rishayna, Kula Amaloi Pligi Dishari. That's the first way the Gemara learns. Everybody agrees that even a kohen can force her through the Geirus process and live with her one time. And then afterwards, that's going to be Machloikas. Because why? Why? The Lady B'Tayra can egg against Sahara. Why did the Tayra permit a person to marry a fast Tayra? Why is the Tayra permitting a person to forget a Kayan? Why is the Tayra permitting this? She's a Gaisha lady, and we're permitting her, the guy, to live with something that we never permit. And I learn like Rashi, forced conversion. According to Taisus, it's even without a forced conversion. Well, Teretz is, the Chazal have a Messiah, Leidibra Tayra Keneged Yetzara. There are certain Yetzaharas that are very, very difficult to overcome. And we have to permit it because he's going to do it anyway. So the Tayra permitted it. That's what the Rabbinic Shalom decided. The Rabbinic Shalom decided that this is something that has to become permitted. Again, this is Rabbeinu Shlomo made it, because human nature will not allow him to overcome it. So what does this make with the Kayin of Yisrael? He's got to have this. If not, he's going to do it anyway. So why wouldn't the Torah be matured for him? We want him to do an Avera? Obviously, we're saying he can't overcome this. Nobody asked him to desire this woman, but he obviously desires this woman in a great way. He's willing to go through this whole thing. Obviously, he wants her. And the Torah says, this is a very difficult human nature to overcome. We can't expect a human to overcome this. So, if that's true, why is a kohen treated differently than anybody else? But once he lives with her once, He satisfied that desire. Now the question is, can he stay married to her? So Yisrael, the Torah says he can. How about a kayin? Lemaisa, she's a geyeris. So we allowed once. Do we allow past that or not? Maybe after once he has to divorce her and say, listen, you know, Lemaisa, she's a geyeris. I can't stay married to a geyeris.
So once everyone says they're going to do
this it. Is the first lashon of this Gemara, correct. The beer is shaita to kulam aloi pligi dishari. The first beer, everybody agrees, is permissible. The way Dibetayon connected Yates Sahara. Keep pligi the beer shnia. What is the argument? The second one. Rav Amar Mutter, Shmuel Amar Asher. Rav Amar Mutter, Hayal Vishtar Yishtari. The Maitre, the Torah was Mata her. Once she's Mutter, she's Mutter. Shmuel Amar Asher, Davila Giyaris. Giyaris, Lekayan Lechazia. Now, I will do something that I don't usually do. I'll try to explain the lesson of Yafas Tayar. It's a side issue, nothing to do with Gemara, but I think the lesson of Yafas Tayar. What is the Torah teaching? Why would the Rabbi Nishlam do this? I mean, again, I don't say reasons for the Rabbi Nishlam, but why are we given a Yetzirah that we can't overcome? That's what the Torah said. People were usually given Yetziraras, and that's what you learn in Musar, that they never give you a test that you can't overcome. And here they're giving you a test that you can't overcome. The answer, I think, is that the Torah is teaching me that there can be times that a person doesn't have strength to overcome a Yetzirah. He should, but he can't. So part of the process is don't throw in the towel. You might lose, but at least lose with delaying, with changing. At least fight. The Torah is saying, you have a Yetzirah. We gave a Yetzirah that you're going to have to succumb to. But wait 30 days. Wait 30 days. Don't give. A guy can sometimes have a Yetzirah he can't control. Push it off. Delay it. Maybe it'll go away. Just 1 second. Maybe it'll go away. Maybe it won't go away. But at least you didn't become a rag. You didn't let the Yetzirah take you and make a shmat out of you. You fought the battle. You pushed it off. I once had a shayla with a guy, and I called him Montesio Solomon. The guy was involved in Navera. And I asked him, Montesio, what do I... So he told me, the first thing to tell him is that if he pushes it off for 10 minutes, he'll get tired for 10 minutes of pushing it off. He'll get the Avera anyway, but at least for the 10 minutes he pushed it off, he gets tired for 10 minutes of delay. And if he pushes it off a day, he'll get tired for a day of delay. That, I think, is the lesson of Yafas Tayar. The Rebbe Nishlam gave us the Yetzirah that's almost impossible to overcome and said, I'm going to permit it, but delay, make her ugly, do things to try to do your best. You might, at the end of the day, not be able to overcome it. But at least you fought the battle, and it makes a big difference in the person. You didn't give in, and totally, that's my shot in the fast tire. Take it or leave it. Yes, doctor.
It's okay if I disagree.
Yes, you can disagree.
So that's not a reason. That's a homiletic.
Right.
So there are reasons. You notice that Shlomo Melech said he didn't understand.
Yes, I was trying to say a lesson that we can take from your past life. Everything else, you can say whatever you want.
Should you, like, sometime offline, there are reasons given in the Sforum as to exactly what is accomplished.
Fine,
but
again.
There is something accomplished.
Again, I just want to make something clear before I move on. I compared it to a Gemara. The Gemara says somebody who sees the Yetzirah is strong in him. Should go to a place where they don't know who he is. And the Yasamashali Bechafetz. So there's a Machlokes Rishonim there. Some Rishonim say, by then he'll not want to do the Avera. And some Rishonim say, if he's going to do it, at least do it somewhere else where nobody knows you. And what is he doing? He's controlling to the best of his ability, the Yetzirah. Now, maybe he should do a better job. Now, I'm not getting involved in the Kabbalistic reasons for your past tire. That wasn't my point. My point was to just learn a lesson. 1 second. Harvey, yes.
I was just going to add, I thought of it also as you can not just delay it, you can minimize the damage you do to yourself. As opposed to just hoping, delaying that you don't do it. If you do it, it's better to do it once than to do it 15 times. Or it's better to steal a smaller amount than a larger amount. Just the damage that you're doing.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yes, Corey.
According to Rav, even if she's not a Basula.
What? Nothing to do with Basula.
According to Rav, he could stay living.
A Kayan can live with a non Basula. Not a Kayan Gadol here.
Oh,
now, this is a regular Kayan. She's not a divorced lady, she's a Geyer.
Yeah.
Sorry?
She has
yeah, it makes no difference. There's no necessity of Basula by a Kayan. No requirement.
She's a married woman before he gets...
We haven't gotten there yet, but the answer is she could be. Doesn't have to be. She could
doesn't
be.
Have to be.
She could be a single woman.
So when he captures her, she becomes automatically divorced from her husband?
In Jewish law, we don't recognize... Again,
do.
No. Tyson speaks out that there is, for us concerned, Aishas Ish of a guy is not really an Aishas Ish. But Tyson says, Lemaisa, there is a respect of the fact that the Torah recognizes it as a marriage. But that, if the Torah breaks that. Tysus talks about it in the bottom places, but we haven't gotten to the Gemara yet, so if I didn't mention it, we didn't get to that part of the Gemara yet. In the army, there are those that disagree. They say, the second Lashon says, Rav also agrees the second B is Usher. Right? Because she's a Geiris, the Havilah Geiris. And Rav agrees. Keep pligi bebiya rishayna. Rav amar mutar. Rav says, "Dolei dibetayra kenegid yitzara." Shmuel amar aser. And Shmuel says, "Sorry, Kayan, we don't allow you to do it at all." Why? Where did Shmuel get it from? When you can do the whole thing, which bring her into your house and go through the 30 days and stay married to her. Then we say you can do it the first time. You can't do the whole process. The whole process is to allow a marriage. You can't get to that marriage. So for you, the process doesn't exist. I, the Yetzirah, there's no answer. I hate to say this, but that's what life is. The Torah didn't give you the answer. So it's a machloikus, two lashonos in the Gemara, in the explanation of the machloikus Rav and Shmuel. Rashi. Zag Rashi. Kayan Aser B'Giyaris, Shaisa Zayin Nekayda. Rashi is explaining why the Giyaris is Aser. We assume that every Giyaris is a Zayin. But the truth is, where we paskin, is even if we know for sure she never had a relationship, a Kayan is Aser to Giyaris. She has a halacha of a Zayin. Now, Zayin is not an ethical ruling. Zayin is a physical fact. That certain women are called Zionists, whether they did willingly or not willingly, nothing to do with that. A Giyaris is considered like a Zionist. Not that she has moral and ethical lapses. That's not the issue here. We use Zionist in our terminology as a woman that's not a good woman. She's loose. Now she ain't promiscuous. Whereas in the Torah, Zionist is a fact. She's ushered to a Kayan, but she's treated like a Zionist. And that is even a Giyaris who never had a relationship. If we won't permit it, Yavra Azara, who'll be Ivan Alav, Kyofa Kame, but it'll still be Fastayer. Now Rashi points out, Fastayer means she Yetzahara Mizgarabai. Obviously, something is drawing her to him, drawing him to her. That's why the Torah calls her Yafastayer, right? Obviously, he's being taken. Right. Therefore, why should a kayin be any different? Once he had one relationship with her, his desire has been cooled off. That's reality. If he can marry her, the tyrant permits her as soon as his eyes set on her, he can go through the process. Whereas, if he's not going to be able to marry her, the Torah didn't talk to him. And therefore, the Kayan is not included. That's the second lashon. Zog to Gemara Vayter. Tana Rabbana. For Isa Bashivya Mishas Shivya. When is this heter? Only if you do it during the war when you capture her. Meaning, if she's captured, and then you decide to sell her, you captured her, but you had no desire for her. And then you decide you're going to use her as a shivcha, or you're going to sell her off in the slave market, and then you develop a desire for her. No heter. It has to be a desire that happens on an immediate basis, as soon as you see her. A desire that happens later, the tyrant doesn't recognize it. You shouldn't. This is your problem. This is not a human nature that you can't overcome. You didn't desire her right away. Your job to make sure you don't develop desires. It's only when you have an immediate desire. Rashi b'shashivya, im nasim etchila enava. Only right away he looked at it, he wanted her. But loy shalakcha lemaychra or l'shivcha v'yakach nasim enava. Not that he took her to buy, sell her, or as his own shivcha, and then developed a desire.
But Rebbe, in wartime, the first thing, you haven't seen a girl, you're going to be, wow. Then after you get to know her a little bit, you realize that she's not fit for her.
That's exactly why the Torah made a 30-day process. Volume by Simpson claimed it enough. Says we shall act to the...
This is not arguing with that?
No.
You said right away you have to...
Desire her.
Okay.
The desire has to develop right away. Then, according to Rashi Shita, we let you do the 30-day process.
And then it turns out it's not...
Zugzugdeg, you don't have to take her as a wife. Shalakta l'navsha, v'mokha l'aistin k'reda b'kesef, l'aistin samar v'a takas asher nisa. I just quoted a pasuk. I know, I'm sorry. You're right, I shouldn't have done it.
I'm sorry for...
No, you're right, you're giving me Musar, I accept it, I shouldn't quote pasuk and bopa.
I didn't mean it that way. I just said it that way, I didn't mean it that way.
Grace Bashivya means that you capture her.
You see her when you capture her.
When you capture her, does she automatically, I guess not, but does she automatically become a Shifra Knani?
No!
You capture her as what?
Again.
As a prisoner of war?
Again. A guy goes to the slave market. I'm not talking about this case.
Okay.
A guy goes to the slave market, buys an Eved or a Shifra. Do they automatically become Eved Knani or Shifra Knanis? It's a yes or no answer.
I think they're on their way to becoming.
Are they automatically a Shifra Knanis?
I'm not sure how to answer that.
No, the answer is no. They have to be Mekabel Mitzvahs.
Right.
And if they refuse to be Mekabel Mitzvahs, they're your Eved, but they're not your Eved Knanis.
You can sell them again.
Exactly.
So they belong to you.
Exactly. So now you capture a lady, she belongs to you. You can decide to use her as a maidservant.
Or you can sell her.
You can sell her. You can marry her, if this is Ifataya.
So is there a word for her legal status? Or if you buy a slave, a man, is he, Eved Knani, what is his status during that?
Eved. Not Chayav a mitzvah.
Okay.
I can't call him an Eved Knani because Eved Knani has mitzvahs. He has no mitzvahs. More than a guy.
And you have to keep him as an Eved. Only for a short period of time.
Up to a year, we paskin. It's a machlokes, we paskin. But it's no different here. She doesn't automatically become a Shifra Knanis. In fact, if he wants to come and keep her as a Shifra Knanis, she's going to have to be a Mekabel Mitzvah.
And then he can't marry her.
Then he can't marry her.
Unless he frees her.
Unless he frees her, which is an Isser. Yes, doctor.
No, I was
going to
say that. I thought there was a set period.
I just said. Right. To my likeness, no, we ain't passing that way. Back to the Gemara. Aishas, what's Aishas Yifasayar? I feel Aishas ish. Even if she's married to her husband, Guy, you're allowed to take her. Shiddish HaTayra. Yifasayar, why did the Tayra have to describe her as a beautiful lady?
I thought
Rabbi
said there's no Aishas to
God. Okay, so let's take a look. In H.S. Tysus, okay? It's a very short Tysus.
We have time to go through it?
The Avah B'Dain Ishus Bekusus can the Yisra B'Perek Dalet Mises. There's no Yisra H.S. Ish and a guy is his wife. Mekom Ikasei. There is an Asei. The Sivadavak B'Ishta B'Loi B'Ishus Chaveroi. The bottom line is there is an Asei. But the Torah is Matarit here in the case of Yifas Torah.
I would suggest, Rabbi, that Tysus should be on the test.
But okay, you added as question 11. Right. Yifas Tayar.
That means mitzvah against the Jew being with the Esh Chaver being the Goy.
Correct. practice.
Not an Isra and Goyim. It's an Isra
and Goyim. It's an Isra and Goyim. It's an Erva. Goyim Chai. Mitzvah be takes an Eishes Ish.
So it is an Erva for a Goy to be with his friends.
Correct.
But this referring to...
This is referring to a Jew with a guy's wife. The fast Tayar. Why does the Tayar have to tell me she's a beautiful lady? Who cares? The Dibra Tayar al Kenegad Yetzahara. The Tayar is trying to tell me why we're Matarit. Mutav. She yaychlu Yisrael baser tmusa shchutas la yaychlu baser tmusas nevelas. They're animals that are nearly dying. So a guy runs quickly and he shechts it. It's legal to eat. Not recommended. Because this animal was nearly dying. It's not usher. But it's not, what word am I looking for? It's not somebody who is zohir in saying she shouldn't eat such meat. Comes from an animal that was nearly dying. But it's better than eating nevela, which is halav. Same thing here. We're allowing something that's not optimal, that he should force a woman to be megayer and live with her. But at least we're allowing this rather than him live with her. But there's no allowance. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, if I say, Mashman Mishtachshim is garra by Yitzray. His Yetzer is grabbing him. Machmas Yerifra, because of her beauty, Yitzirullah. It's a difficult heter. It's like the Torah allows it, okay, begrudgingly. Ella, the mutter, Sheikh, he saw a buster, Tumusa Shkuta, buster, Musukena Shkuta, an animal that's dying, Shechter. Abishim Usa, it's disgusting, the Sibi Yechesko. Loy Baba put buster Pigle, and the Gemara explains that he means to say he never ate from an animal that was dying as it was Shechter. But I yachlu buster Tumusai, Slaka, she amused me in the Velas. Musais, Ashi, whatever the French is, yes.
I just look at it a different way, meaning all these animals were put on earth for the optimal, and this one dying without anything, without shkuta, is purposeless. And that's a word, we can ask the doctor. But here, by shechting it, you brought it up to a higher level.
Wonderful. The Torah doesn't want you to eat it. Listen, an animal that dies, according to you,
dying.
Again.
Again.
What if the animal did die?
You can't eat it.
It's purposeless.
Right.
So, Torah says there are animals that are purposeless. Whatever way, and there's no such thing, but according to your Hasbro, purpose and purposeless, every animal that dies was purposeless. Yeah, I'm not getting involved now. I don't really want to get involved in it. Just trying to go quickly. She tuskab. Any animal that dies was purposeless. An animal that's dying joins the list of the purposeless animals.
But if you have an opportunity to give it,
not when it's dying. That's what the Tyra is telling me. Don't give it a purpose when it's purposeless. Now, there's no such thing as purposeless, but I'm just trying to. Lishitascha, in your explanation of purposeless, we'll add this to the purposeless list. Zogtigamai Weiter. Vichashakta. Yes. Okay, I'm sorry. Vichashakta. Avabishaynana. You have a desire. The Torah is saying you have to desire her. She might not be pretty. Usually, it's the Ifas Tayar. The beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. Right? People might not consider her pretty, but to you, she attracts you. Rashi, v'chashakta b'cheshker kolal kasev. The Torah lets it depend on his desire. Afilu ein ano. She might not be accepted as a beautiful woman, but to this person, he desires her. What's ba? You want her. But loy ba b'chavita. You're only allowed one yifas Torah per war. You can't just grab two women and say, I love them both. No. There's the custom. Rashi, v'loy ba'v'loy b'chavita, sh'lo yikich shnayim. Can't take two. V'lokachta, take her. Lokachta l'chol l'isha. What does lokachta mean? L'kuchen yesh l'chaba. You have the ability to marry her. So Rashi, this is the Rashi. Kedushin taifsin, v'ava pisha hoysa v'edet kichavim. Even though she's not Jewish, she'ara'enim is gayeres midaita. She's not being misguided on her own will. She is not Jewish. Now, what is Rashi saying? Over here is a machloikis rishonim in Rashi. Rashi says, even though she is a guy, because she didn't convert on her own will. So what is the Torah saying? Are you married? What's the kid? The kid that's born from this marriage, is he Jewish or is he not Jewish? Is his mother considered Jewish or not Jewish? Rashi calls her Venice Kachavim. He says, even though she was a guy. Why? Because she's not doing this willingly. Now, so the Ritva learns, Rashi is saying, of course the kid will be Jewish. But it's a forced conversion, which never happens. And the Chiddush of the Torah is, you can marry a woman who had a forced conversion, and she becomes your Jewish wife, even though she never willingly accepted Judaism. Other Rishonim say, Rashi, what? Well, that's the Heter of Yefasayar. The Heter of Yefasayar, you can marry her. I'm not a Kayan now, a Yisrael. Now, other Rishonim say, Rashi says, she remains non-Jewish. And the Torah says, you can stay married to the non-Jewish lady. That's the Heter of Torah. Unless she willingly accepts Geirus, she remains non-Jewish, and her kid will be a non-Jew.
Rabbi?
I'm saying what other Rishonim say. I'm learning Rashi like the Ritva. So nobody should give me the stares that I'm getting. I understand. I'm wonderful. I'm fine. But I'll learn Rashi like the Ritva. But I wanted to be mentioned that there are those that learn that it's not Jewish. And I'll just bring a proof. And again, I hate to get involved in something I really don't know, which is Navi. But it says that one of David's kids was a son or a daughter of Yifas Tayar. Therefore what? Therefore what? So his kid. So they want to bring a raya. Wasn't really his kid. The girl became a Giyaris later on. But really, she was born from a Gaisha woman. He had a heter to do Yifas Tayar. He was a Bas Yifas Tayar. Now, what does that mean? Therefore what? If she's Jewish, she's Jewish. Again, I'm not getting involved in Darius because I don't know Navi, and whatever I'm going to say, I'm going to just put my foot in my mouth because I really don't know Navi, so I'll just leave it at that. But there is a Shita that way. But I'm learning Rashi like the Ritva, that it is a forced conversion, and we recognize it as a conversion, and therefore it is a Jewish child that's born. Yes, Harvey?
I was going to ask something from a few minutes ago. Does anyone comment? Are there any opinions that this desire and this idea of beauty is restricted to wartime because this isn't the same sort of sexual desire? This is specific for soldiers during wartime. So, for example, the percentage of German women in 1945 who were raped by Russian soldiers was unbelievable, whether they were pretty or ugly or aged or children or whatever. This isn't really a sexual gratification as much as it is sort of an act of wartime violence of a sort.
If you learn like Rashi, nothing is permissible for 30 days. So what we do is, everybody agrees to you, by the way, that the Torah was matrit because of wartime. Wartime obviously triggers this Yetzer Hara that we don't acknowledge the rest of the time. A guy that's not at wartime and sees a beautiful Geisha lady has no right to do anything. So obviously it is a wartime situation. But Rashi seems to say, we wait 30 days, and if you still want her. Now at that point, no longer a wartime thing, because it's 30 days later. Other Rishonim say we permit one relationship immediately, then you seem to be right, that it's a wartime thing. Yes, Doctor.
One of the aspects of the 30 days is that Harvey made a misstatement wartime rape is not a sexual act. Wartime rape is an act of violence. It's a way of showing
dominance. That's what he
said. Yeah, but it's, you know, after 30 days.
That's what I responded.
That's what you said.
That's what I respond to.
Transforms.
According to Rashi, it takes it from a wartime act. Right. According to Tysus, we do allow a wartime act, but only if she's the Afastayer and you have a real desire for her. It's not like 20 women, one woman.
Yeah, no, what he said was absolutely correct. It didn't matter if someone was 5 years old or 9 years old.
Okay, everybody have a wonderful